2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Then tell me, future boy, who's president of the United States in 1985?
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan? The actor? Then who's vice president? Jerry Lewis?
I suppose Jane Wyman is a first lady.
Whoa, wait, Doc.
And Jack Benny is secretary of the treasury.
Doc, you gotta listen to me.
I got enough practical jokes for one evening.
It is truly like a scene right out of Back to the Future. Politicians are now celebrities. Celebrities are becoming politicians. Another celebrity, throwing his hat in the Senate race. Who is it? Well, none other than...
On a daily basis, the women you're about to meet are mistaken for being...
Dr. Oz.
Their age.
I don't ever know how to say his first name.
Mehmet.
Mehmet Oz, running for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania needs a conservative who will put America first. Americans deserve better solutions. Doctors are about solutions.
Okay, and he's saying that the pandemic is now the reason that he's gracing our political scene. He said this on Fox News.
Remember the phrase 2 weeks to flatten the curve, right? That metastasized into this incredible authoritarianism, overreaching, that did not necessarily make us safer. And now they're threatening the same overreach for the Omicron as you were just talking about.
Hmm.
All right. Now, typically a neurosurgeon or whatever he is, I would think, all right, you know, that's probably pretty good to have that person in politics. But again, I'm worried about this trend. I think it's a bad trend that celebrities want to be politicians, right? Our politics should not be a popularity contest.
All right.
Oh, I don't know. That might change my mind.
All right.
You're down with McConaughey because
yeah.
He's so cute. You're like, hey, he's a good-looking dude. I'd vote for him.
Neither confirm nor deny.
So, I mean, this is not something new, right? Obviously, Ronald Reagan was an actor. But think, again, this is the highest office in the land, and we had Donald Trump.
It's the Donald! Oh, my God!
I like keeping a low profile.
We get kind of starstruck, I think, sometimes with celebrities, and just because we like them in a movie or a TV show, we think, oh, I like them. Maybe they have great policies on China, right? No one thinks that. No, that's not right where your mind goes. We just like them because they're good looking or they have charisma. Do they have good ideas?
No wonder your president has to be an actor. He's got to look good on television.
If we're worried more about how they look on television or in the movies or whether or not we like their characters, then we're missing the boat. What do they think? What are their policies?
Celebrities who've run for office?
Yeah.
Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye ran here in Utah.
He got some serious votes here in Utah. How many did you get?
Over 4,000.
Wow.
Like 4,000 people, A, thought it was funny enough to vote for him, which I would guess
is
the majority.
Didn't have anybody else they liked.
Maybe. But they still voted for Kanye.
Right? The 4,000 votes.
You want Kanye to have the nuclear codes? Like that's where you have to say, all right, folks, maybe you shouldn't vote.
Caitlyn Jenner made a run for California governor.
So I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat. I'm running to be governor for all California.
Yes, she lost on the recall, right? The Gavin Newsom recall. Like he wasn't recalled,
no,
so
no,
ultimately. But she threw her hat in the ring.
But Arnold Schwarzenegger, do you know I interviewed him once?
Did you really?
I interviewed him once when he was in Salt Lake City. I did. He was the governor from 03 to 11.
Hasta la vista, baby. Mm-hmm.
If I remember right, he became governor through a recall.
He did.
And then he won another term.
He did.
Or two.
Jerry Springer.
This I didn't know.
Mayor of Cincinnati in the late 70s.
Jerry,
wasn't he the chair throwing, you know, his talk show on TV every afternoon?
Oh, yeah. People were always fights. Always fights.
George Takei.
Takei, yeah.
Takei. Sorry.
Oh, Star Trek.
No escape for you.
Takei.
You either leave this bois bloodied or with my blood on your swords.
Did he make it into the county city council?
I think he was just a candidate. Maybe he won. It is kind of interesting because it's happened like for years, right? And this isn't just a new trend. And the new trend is, hey, The Rock is going to run for president of the United States. Like, he's literally Dwayne The Rock Johnson is considering a run for president. Because he looked and he saw, well, if Donald Trump can win, I'm more popular than him. Everyone watches my movies.
Shirley Temple Black, 1967, ran for the U.S. House of Representatives.
Animal crackers in my soup, monkeys and rabbits, loop.
Now, just because you're an actor, that does not disqualify you to be a politician, right? I mean, one of my favorite presidents of all time was Ronald Reagan, and he was, again, an actor. But he also was governor of California before he became the president of the United States.
Well, there's also people who get, like, hinted at that they'll run.
So you're definitely not running for president? That's out?
I am definitely. Where do I look into the camera?
Wherever. They're all over.
I am definitely not running.
No Oprah.
No Oprah. And then last week, the ultimate disappointment for me, Matthew McConaughey made a decision not to run for governor of Texas.
As a simple kid born in the little town of Uvalde, Texas, it never occurred to me that I would one day be considered for political leadership. It's a humbling and inspiring path to ponder. It is also a path that I'm choosing not to take at this moment.
There's actually a poll out about him running for governor of Texas, him and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. 538, we talked to them many times on the air. They're pollsters. They were analyzing this poll that was done. 58% of respondents said they would like to see Matthew or Dwayne The Rock Johnson launch bids for the president and for the governor of Texas.
Incredible. 58%. Incredible to me.
It's because we love them.
We do. We love their characters. They are actors. Their very job is to make us love them. Do we care about their policies? Do you even know their policies? And is this a problematic trend? Is this a bad road we're walking down right now?
All I have to say is...
All right, all right, all right.
And Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
Dave and Dujanovic.
801-575-TALK. 801-575-TALK. We're taking calls right now. Do you vote for someone because they have celebrity status? Arnold Schwarzenegger, Ronald Reagan, Donald Trump. Are you one of those who votes because you love him in the movies?
I'll be back.
The Governator.
Like Dr. Oz. Would you vote for Dr. Oz? He's running for office in Pennsylvania, right? For, was it Senate?
Yeah.
He's announced he's in a U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania needs a conservative who will put America first. Americans deserve better solutions. Doctors are about solutions.
This is the problem I have, you know, because obviously, you know, our last president, Donald Trump, he was a media icon, right? I mean, he was always being brought on to the talk shows because he was kind of flamboyant. He was kind of outrageous. He obviously later on had a very popular show, The Apprentice, right? So should we vote these people into office because we like their movies or we like their TV shows?
Did I ace it? I aced it.
Yeah.
You did. You aced it and you got elected.
What about, like, you talk about former wrestler, Jesse Ventura?
Yeah, the body. Jesse the body Ventura.
He was governor of Minnesota. We talked about the governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was president. He was an actor.
Yeah.
You know?
Reagan is interesting because, I mean, he wasn't necessarily a superstar, you know, back in the 40s when he was making movies. But he obviously got into politics. He was governor of California and then before he was president of the United States. But this is what worries me most about celebrities running is because I fear that it turns into a popularity contest. And we want to hear from you right now. Give us a call, 801-575-TALK. How do you feel about these celebrities running for office?
What about Sonny Bono?
Yes.
Babe, I got you.
Wasn't he mayor? He said he was a rising star when he was killed in a skiing accident.
Yeah,
Nevada.
Palm Springs, right? He was the mayor of Palm Springs, I think. But yeah, it's very easy. There's a couple things that's going on. And why I think it's almost cheating when you run for politics when you're a celebrity. Because
cheating.
It does feel like cheating, right?
No.
Because you immediately have huge name recognition.
Sure, of course they do.
You have money. You have contact to people with money, right? You hobnob with a bunch of rich people that can donate to your campaign. So, yeah, it does feel like cheating. What's weird to me, and this is why I think it's a little strange when we start talking about Matthew McConaughey or Dwayne The Rock Johnson running for president or Oprah, who've all been very successful in their careers as actors, you know, or talk show hosts, whatever it might be. But you would never hire an electrician that wasn't qualified, right? You're like, well, I watched a lot of YouTube videos. Oh, come on in. Come wire my house. Like, we would never allow that to happen.
Who are these people we're electing anyway to office? Are they, like, did they go to, like, the University of Politics?
Well.
And then they practiced politics for years before they ran for school board? No.
No, that, well, kind
no.
of. Kind of.
Look, not all of them.
Look at the House of Representatives and look at the Senate.
Yeah, but Sonny Bono was mayor of Palm Springs. Come on.
How many in Congress are lawyers? Like, just about all of them. They're either lawyers or former military.
I think you're taking this way too seriously, Noriega.
Maybe.
You're taking this way too seriously. Tamara, what do you think? I think Dave's taking this way too seriously. Should people who are celebrities, you know, run for office? And then would you vote for them? Tamara?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Well, let's just put it this way. I have to turn the radio down here. I wouldn't vote for them because they were a celebrity, but I wouldn't necessarily vote against them because they were. But my example would be I pay attention to what celebrities stand for, what they do, what they say. And I watched Donald Trump for years, and he was exactly the same kind of president as he was a celebrity, in my estimation. So, no, I never would have voted for him.
I do wonder sometimes, Tamara, you know, how much of a pass we give people because, say, we like their character. We like their character in a movie. We like their character.
Like we have a crush on them or
something? TV show. I don't know. Like, how do you not have a crush on Matthew McConaughey? That guy is so smooth.
Tyler from Bluffdale, would you vote for a celebrity on a ticket for an office?
No, I think, and I think there's a lot of reasons not to. But for me, I think that generally, especially depending on how big of a celebrity they are, I think they're much less in touch with what the average American is dealing with.
Good point.
And so, how can they really represent us if they don't understand our issue?
You think they're out of touch because they make way too much money and they live in Hollywood?
Yeah. I think anybody who, you know, if you're making $20 million a movie, I think that you have a different set of problems. I'm not saying you don't have problems, but you have a different set of problems than most Americans. And, you know, how good are you going to really be at even just be empathizing with that group.
Yeah. It's probably been a long road for an actor like Matthew McConaughey to get to the point where he's worth that amount of money. And I'm assuming when he started out early, maybe he's not the best example. I mean, I haven't looked into what his childhood years were like. But, you know, not everybody starts making $20 million a year. So if I were running a campaign for, let's say, Matthew McConaughey, I would say remind people like Tyler who lives in Bluffdale, that you were down and out for many years scraping around to get food, scraping to get that next acting part, that you haven't always been, you know, super popular.
I'm not saying
but I think he brings up a good point. Tyler brings up a great point. Matthew McConaughey, The Rock, Angelina Jolie, by the way, some Americans, according to this 538 article I'm reading, which is a pollster, said Americans would like to see Angelina Jolie run for office, can be out of touch.
Okay. You want to talk about being in touch. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Have you ever seen what he eats in a day? It is bonkers. It's like steak, egg whites, oatmeal, chicken. He eats something like 5 pounds of fish every single day, right? That is not living in a world that you and I live in, right? It's just a very, very different experience. I don't necessarily have a problem with celebrities running. The problem I have is with us voting them in, because are we really scrutinizing them the way we should? Right, if McConaughey runs, if The Rock runs, if Oprah runs,
we give them a pass.
I want to make sure that when you're voting for them, and I have no problem if you do vote for them, but are you voting for them on their policies because you like their ideas, you like the direction they're heading, or do you just kind of like them because they're likable characters? That is where I think we need to be very, very careful. Because it will become very easy, as you saw this 538 poll that finds that, 58% of people would vote for Dwayne The Rock Johnson for president or Matthew McConaughey, right? Because you have, I would say, the majority of America doesn't know what they really believe politically, but they do like their movies, so they get my support.
So admit it. Would you vote or would you not vote for somebody just because they're a celebrity, Dave?
I would not vote for them because they were a celebrity. If I happened to agree with them and they were a celebrity, then I'd vote for them. But guess what? Trust me, I would do my research. Yeah.
I think you might have a point when you talk about us kind of overlooking what they stand for because they are on the movie screen. They're on the big screen. And so we tend
He's
to just give
Jason
them a pass.
Bourne. How would you vote against Jason Bourne?
In the 11 o'clock hour, the Utes going to the Rose Bowl. You cannot believe the price of tickets. None of us can afford to go watch the Utes play in the Rose Bowl. I'm going to tell you why straight ahead.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.